É tempo de relembrar grandes clássicos, canções que se perderam no tempo e ainda artistas conhecidos e desconhecidos que ajudaram a construir o rock. Márcia Aquilissardi apresenta mais uma edição de Memória do Rock.
Olá, o programa de hoje vai fazer experimentações. Vamos com o rock experimental, ou avant rock, que chegou a ter bastante apelo comercial lá para o final dos anos 60, mas acabou se estabelecendo em nichos, como é o caso do krautrock e de vertentes do pós-punk, ou ainda servindo como fonte para outros gêneros musicais, notadamente o jazz, ou mesmo sendo incorporado em subgêneros do próprio rock. Eu sou Márcio Aquilissardi e, em memória do rock, vamos começar com o grupo que, de acordo com a crítica, gravou o primeiro disco de avant rock, o Mothers of Invention, de Frank Zappa. Freak Out, de 1966, contém a faixa Trouble Every Day.
Watching my TV, checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess, and when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it, 'cause baby I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it, and all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt from checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so. And further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell, 'cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These time you hear something with say, he wants to go and do you in, 'cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight.
Thank you.
we got to sit around at home and watch this thing begin. But I bet there won't be many live to see it really end. Cause a fire in the street ain't like a fire in the heart. And in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street, in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society, as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more. They'll watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
De Frank Zappa, Trouble Every Day com Mothers of Invention. Um ano depois, o Velvet Underground estabeleceu as bases para os futuros punk rock e new wave, com seu álbum de estreia, que contém a canção There She Goes Again. E ainda mais um ano depois, em 1968, do outro lado do Oceano Atlântico, os britânicos do Soft Machine, nome mais famoso da cena de Canterbury, apresentaram uma juxtaposição surpreendente de jazz, progressivo e psicodelia em seu primeiro disco, incluindo a faixa We Did It Again. Nós ouvimos Velvet Underground em There She Goes Again, de Lou Reed, e Soft Machine em We Did It Again, de Kevin Ayers. Estamos falando sobre o rock experimental, também chamado de avant rock, estilo musical que aposta em improvisações, instrumentação inusitada, ritmos e métricas quebrados, letras herméticas ou simplesmente vocalizações. Captain Beefheart e The Fugs também são classificados entre os pioneiros do rock experimental. São inclusive anteriores às bandas que já apareceram no programa, tendo surgido em 1964. Nos dois casos, o desapego às estruturas musicais mais tradicionais vem acompanhado de performances teatrais e letras cheias de ironia, humor e crítica social. Com Captain Beefheart, vamos ouvir Pena, com Fugues, CIA Man.
Pena, her little head clinking like a barrel of red velvet balls, full past noise. Treats fill her eyes, turning them yellow like enamel-coated tacks. Soft like butter, hard not to pour. Out enjoying the sun while sitting on a turned-on waffle iron. Smoke billowing up from between her legs made me vomit beautifully and crush a chandelier. Follow my stomach and view her from a thousand different facets. Liquid red salt ran over crystals. I later band-aided the area side. Oh well, it was worth it. Pena, pleased but sore from sitting, chose to stub her toe and view the white bulbs horribly large in the red pockets. I'm tired of playing baby, she exclaimed, and out of a blue felt box let escape one yellow butterfly the same size. Its droppings were tiny green phosphorus worms that moved in tuck and rolls and quacks and whispered in their confinement. Three little birds scotch taped windows several yards away, mouths open to tugs that vibrated and lost saliva. Pena exclaimed, that's raspberries!
General in his bed, overthrow dictators if they're red. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can buy a government so cheap? Change a cabinet without a squeak. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can train gorillas by the dozens? Send them out to kill their untrained cousins. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can get a budget that's so great? Who will be the 51st state? Who has got the secret of safest? The one that makes the other service nervous. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can take the sugar from its sack? Pour in LSD and put it back. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can mind the harbors, Nicaragua? Out hit all the hitmen of Chicago. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can be so overtly covert? Sometimes even covertly overt. Fucking amen.
CIA man. Who's the agency well known to God? The one that cut the staff and cut his rod. Fucking amen. CIA man. Fucking amen.
Nós ouvimos Pena, escrita por Don Van Vliet, alter ego de Captain Beefheart, e também CIA Man, de Tully Kupfenberg,